Hey, what's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from, I believe it's Andrea, and you'll see very shortly that he's got a very, very thick accent, but stick around for the answer because I think that the question that he's getting at and the answer that I've got for it is probably one of the most important things that new triathletes can learn.
Hi, Taryn. I'm a random guy from Italy. First of all, this Trainiask format is gorgeous. I absolutely love it. Thank you very much for doing it. Recently, my Garmin 910 was acting all wonky and I had to replace it with a Garmin 935. It was like a gazillion features that I didn't know, but they're amazing, such as the live tracking. So finally, it's peace of mind for my NT partner during those lonely, long rides. I also didn't know a thing about watch faces and connect IQ apps. So which are your favorites and why? By the way, why don't you pick up a collaboration with Rainmaker on the abandoned DC Rainmaker podcast? I suspect that lots of people are missing it, and I'm generally confident you'll do great stuff together. So thanks in advance. Have a nice day.
Hey, Andrea, thank you for the question. It's a very good one. Unfortunately, you're probably asking the wrong guy when it comes to watch faces and features and setting up data screens and things like that with all of the gadgets. I'm the wrong guy for you. And if you YouTube search Triathlon Taryn, DC Rainmaker, we did a collaboration while we were at Interbike. And the reason that I did that collaboration with Ray is that Rainmaker, DC Rainmaker, is the be-all, end-all of endurance sportswear and gadgetry. He lives and breathes diving into the data, and he loves it. He will do a better review of any gadgetry and electronics than I will ever do. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one is I very much prefer the work. I like challenging myself, and the data that comes out of it, I tend not to dive into it and really start analyzing what's going on. I believe that certainly for myself, I don't want to get into that data. I want to learn how to feel the signals that my body is giving me. And I think that this is immensely important for new triathletes to build the awareness of the signals that your body is giving you. And I'm going to tell you three different stories about why I think this is so important. So story number one, in a race, I want to say my third or fourth year in triathlon, it was basically the second year after I decided to take triathlon much more seriously, and I built up a good awareness of my body, my pacing, my heart rate monitoring. And right before the race, I put on my Garmin died. And I was like, oh my God, how am I going to pace myself? I'm like, well, I have no choice but to race by feel. That day, I ended up PBing, and it is still the fastest sprint triathlon I've ever done in about 107.10, thereabouts. Finished second in the race, just in behind High Performance Kid, and I was a long way behind High Performance Kid. Now, if I had built up the awareness of my body and how to pace beforehand, I wouldn't have had that anxiety response right away. And we can see from my result that that anxiety response wasn't warranted. Fast forward a few years to last year when I raced Campeche. I hop on the bike, Garmin's dead. The bike Garmin, the 520, is dead. By that time, I had built up the confidence in my pacing and feeling my body enough that I paced that bike by feel entirely. I had really no other choice. I looked at my heart rate on my watch, but because it was so hot down there and it's so cold up in Winnipeg, heart rate is kind of throw it out the window down in Campeche. But I paced that bike basically to exactly where we thought my placing would be in a race. And I got onto the run feeling very fresh. The sun got to me later in the run and I faded quite a bit then. But that bike was executed basically exactly as we intended to, and it was done entirely by feel. Third story. Last year, I really didn't follow the signals that my body was giving me kind of on a macro scale, thinking about how my stress levels were over the course of the year, thinking about how my workload was, thinking about how difficult I found it to pull myself away from work to get to that second workout in the day that Coach Pat had started adding to me. All I wanted to do was just start banging out the numbers. Coach Pat would put down a workout and I would go and I would complete that workout and I'd hit the watts and I'd hit the heart rate metrics and just boom, 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 boom. I thought that if I was a slave to all of that data, that I would push through a lot of barriers and I would become faster. What was happening though is, looking back, I was overtraining myself because I wasn't recognizing the signals that I knew my body was giving me. I knew I was tired. I knew I was feeling fatigued. I knew workouts were feeling harder than they should have. But I was like, you know what? I just got to train fatigue. This is what really good triathletes do. And I wasn't listening to my body. Fast forward towards the end of 2017 and 2018, I've been sick more times in the last 4 or 5 months than I have in the last 4 or 5 years. So those three scenarios, I think, are a really good indication of how important it is to develop the ability to race by feel, race by your intuition, feel your body, know what you're capable of, but still just go out on the day and execute and not have to worry about data. And if you look at a lot of pros, coaches will end up covering up their power meter in a race and they want that power data for after the race. But during the race, they say, go out and race by feel. Coach Pat himself, he races by feel on the run and he's able to know if his pace is 3:40 per kilometer or 4 minutes per kilometer just by feel. And he does it that way. And that's really, really powerful because if you're just a slave to your watch, let's say if Dave Scott and Mark Allen during the Iron War were slaves to a watch, there is no way that they would have put out the run performances that I think are still the two best runs to ever have happened in Ironman history. And Mark Allen himself says that he believes that athletes have become too reliant on the data. So asking me about watch faces, you're asking the wrong guy. And I'm sorry, Andrea, that I went down this rabbit hole of no watch faces. Use your gadgetry, your technology as a tool to supplement your training and your racing, as opposed to a tool to dictate your training and racing. Because when it comes right down to it, your body is doing what your body's doing, and there's no watch or bike meter, bike computer or power meter that can tell you better than you can tell yourself what's going on in your body. So I hope that this helps you out. I hope that you can develop the feel for racing, go out there and PB without any gadgetry, or have some gadgetry and still PB. Either way, if any other trainiacs out there want their question unanswered, like I did for Andrea here, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee-ask. Ask your question there. Give anyone you want a shout out. I want to hear who your supportive training partners and Sherpas are around you. While you're there, you'll love what we've got. Top left, click on free resources. And just by entering your email address, you can get all kinds of free downloadable goodies. Over a half a dozen free downloads that are available for you there. And finally, if you're digging all these podcasts, head over to iTunes, give us a review. It really helps us out, helps this podcast grow and helps us get discovered there. So we'd appreciate that. Thanks for your question, Andrea. And I'll catch everyone in the next episode.